Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. On Thursday, May 17th, the Humboldt County Planning Commission voted to approve certain documents for the general plan update, including a climate action plan draft. After the meeting, it was brought to the attention of the Interim Planning and Building Department Director that page 54 of the document contained an objectionable paragraph titled B, Family Planning. The paragraph reads, quote, "The county should support the notion that every woman and every couple should have the resources and power to control their own reproductive lives. By ensuring that every child in the county is planned, the county will make significant progress towards solving unnecessary increases in local contributions to global warming impacts. The county public health department should implement a program to address the potential of unplanned pregnancies, which unnecessarily add to the future population increases, which in turn add to further greenhouse gas emissions due to addition consumption," unquote. The interim director said that the language was inappropriate in a planning document. The planning staff used a template from another jurisdiction and should have deleted the paragraph during editing. If you check out the Climate Action Plan draft, you will find that the paragraph in question has been lined out, but the index reference at the beginning of the document has not. Good editing? Questions. What was the jurisdiction that supplied such a template? What county would include this type of language in a planning document? Why did local staff let such a large paragraph slip past them during editing? Was the document proofread? Was paragraph B purposely left in the document by someone in the hope that it would be overlooked? Why did the Planning Commission approve paragraph B, then discover the language after the fact? What other undesirable ideas or wording have been buried in the general plan update and its supporting documents? Does any staff member, Planning Commission member, or county supervisor know for a fact the complete contents in the general plan update and its supporting documents? The county general plan update and related documents have been in the works for a decade now, and many people connected with the plan update are becoming fed up and want to be finished with it. Supervisor Lovelace states that the environmental report and supporting documents form a stack of paper over 10 inches tall. The climate action plan itself consists of 64 pages. I would hope that the county will not pull a Pelosi and accept the plan update drafts with the idea of finding out what is in it at a later date. Supervisor Lovelace refers to the objectionable paragraph as a little piece that never ran the risk of becoming policy because it was included in the index. To me and many others, even the thought of such a paragraph being written shows the contempt of some people when it comes to human life versus supposedly man-made global warming. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.